Oh my God. This is Recorded Podcast. If you black and you happy to be alive, I need you to get in the vibe right now. If you've been feeling down, I need you to get in the vibe right now. We alive today, baby. Nipsey Hussle, we love you. Big Sean, we love you. Let's go. Hold up.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Black love me with a deep reverence. I was birthed in a C-section.
Hold up. I don't think you heard me. I said, if you happy to be alive, no matter what's going on around you, if you got another chance at life, if you got another chance at life, if your next day could be your best day, I need you to get fucking excited right now. Let's go.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Black love me with a deep reverence. I was birthed in a C-section. Helicopters and police presence. We got ops, so we keep weapons. We on y'all block while y'all eat breakfast. A lot of shots, we broke street records. Watch how you talk, I got reflexes. Watching your cheap necklace. Then we slide at the east exit. But every time we get the fucking niggas up, TMZ catching. Y'all still learning street lessons. From the mastermind, first you master grind and your team catching. This time it's for the money, I don't need credit. And I'm the don cause the street said it. Look.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend.
Another day, another podcast. I truly thank you for joining us here at This Is Recorded Podcast. That was Big Sean, King Nipsey Hussle, Deep Reverence, man. Big Sean got a new album coming. I think it's this Friday, September 4th. Thank you for joining us. How you doing out there? Good? Brothers, how y'all feel? Ladies, y'all all right? Erykah Badu said that. I might have mixed it up, but y'all get the drift. Make sure y'all go follow This Is Recorded Podcast. Make sure y'all follow Aug Forth Photography. Make sure y'all follow G Merrick. Make sure y'all follow, man, everybody I've ever talked about on this podcast doing something. Make sure you follow yourself, follow your heart, follow your dream, man. We happy to be alive, man. We've been getting a lot of bad news, and I could have came on here and been sad. I said, man, let's celebrate this skin. Let's celebrate this greatness. Let's celebrate us. The things we have as black people. The joy we have as black people. No matter what the struggle been, we just still great and we still feel good. We still feel a vibe. You know, let's just celebrate that, man. Also, let's celebrate. I'm starting the OnlyFans because I feel like a lot of people has been getting paid a lot of money on OnlyFans. Bella Thorne broke OnlyFans. She was from Shake It Up, a Disney show, and now she's like kind of wild, kind of the typical Disney story, like a wild girl now, do wild shit, always kind of trying to post some sexy shit, whatever. And she's old enough, she could live her life, but I heard she made $2 million in 2 days on OnlyFans, but she didn't show any nudes. Now, OnlyFans, for the people that don't know what that is, OnlyFans is used for people to make exclusive content, kind of like a social media page, but only exclusive content for their fans, like music maybe. But usually it's for photos and usually it's for sex workers, like meaning people that do maybe some personal porn or masturbation or something sexy that they don't want everybody to see. But if you want to see it, you could pay $10, $20, whatever a month. Well, Bella Thorne was charging about $200 for 3 supposed nudes of herself. But with OnlyFans, you don't have to get naked. It's just that most people expect you to be naked. And because she did that and didn't upload those photos, people were very upset. And OnlyFans was very upset because she let people on and they got to pay her. So they had to pay her $2 million and they had like some type of tipping system. And you could tip whatever you want to whatever lady or gentleman you wanted. And because she messed that up, people were pretty pissed. And now you could only tip $50. But with that said, $50 is enough for me. So I'm starting my own OnlyFans. If you're interested, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lady. My wife, she'll understand when we get the $2 million. So use the promo code recorded. That's promo code recorded to check out my OnlyFans, man. Yeah, man. But hey, man, we're going to have a party. We're going to have a good time, man. So let's keep it going.
NAS. kinda hard to replace me. So don't go looking for nobody else. I was keeping my heart there on safety. And now I'm letting it go into an endless. You got a lot to lose, but it's all basic. How about we ride the time for better later? I bet I'm living it up, I'm so spacious. Love the one at night, you'll be my lady, lady.
That's another new one out there in the streets, man. Hey, Nas. King's Disease off that King's Disease album, man. Nas, that's called Replace Me, featuring Big Sean, man. Big Sean, one of my favorites. He dropping soon. We giving him his flowers now. Nas, we giving him his flowers now, man. Been in the game for so long. Quiet giant, man. You seen his Breakfast Club interview. He kind of got emotional because they were talking about they gentrified the area he's from, Queensbridge. And he said, you know, it's a lot of things and things is changing. But he said what he really wished would change was the violence, man. He said it's a lot of black-on-black crime. And it almost brought him to tears, man. It almost, you know, really hurt his soul, man. He could have all his money, his success, but he never forgot where he came from. And he knows the pain and the hurt that's in that area, man. So shout-out to Nas for just, you know, still being in tune enough to be moved to emotion, you know, that he just really, you know, wants his neighborhood, his section to be great. He wants it to be good, man. Big Sean, man, shout out to Big Sean, man. In that song I played in the beginning, he talks about, you know, losing a baby. He talked about, like, he didn't know suicide was maybe a thought for him until he noticed all these different sides of him, till he started going through things. Like, he talked in the past, like, he made so many songs about being with his mom and doing everything with his mom and to not talking to her. It's getting a real dark place, man, and we all get there. I feel like the quarantine and COVID and everything is really fucking a lot of people up mentally, man, whether you know it or not know it. So get some help, man. Get some therapy. Talk to somebody that helps you stay off of social media. Man, do whatever it is and whatever it takes to help you. You know, I think that's one thing we all know, what can help us and what, you know, hurts us. But I think we try to make excuses for what hurts us, you know, because, like, we like a person, or we like this food, or we like doing drinking, or we like this, like that. But we all know the mind and the body, the soul tells us, the God within us tells us what's right and what's wrong, man. But we just got to listen. We got to listen to ourselves, man. We don't know how long we got here on this earth. So we really got to take heed to that and really live each day to be better than the last and to make people happy and live with a purpose, your purpose and your happiness and your goal, no matter what that is. Because each person's idea of success and happiness is different. So find yours. And give yourself flowers and other flowers in time.
Miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. The weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch.
Man, that was one of my favorite songs, man, that was a well-put-together soundtrack, man, one of the best in a long time. Soundtracks aren't really a thing as much as they used to be in the 90s when I was growing up. But, man, that's off that Black Panther, man, and if you don't know, I mean, if you've been under a rock or something, man, for real, you know that Chadwick Boseman has left us, you know, and he's went on to a more peaceful place than here right now and beyond. And he is the true definition of you'll never die. When you put in great work, you put in great time, you're a great person. I remember a Bob Marley quote. He was having an interview and it just really, really stuck with me forever. he said, you know, my music and my spirit will live on forever. So in that case, I never died. All these stories that we hear about Chadwick Boseman, and if you haven't heard, he was living with colon cancer, for the last 4 years of his life. And he did many, many movies, including Black Panther in that time. And he never once told anybody. Nobody knew. I'm not sure if he did chemo. I'm pretty sure he did. He's done whatever he had to do and never said nothing. We live in a social media era where, unfortunately, you know, people make idol threats on, you know, they mad, so they saying they're going to hurt themselves, or they're going to do this, or they're going to do that. And we should take them all seriously, but some people who know who they are, they'll make little threats, like they're going to do something to themselves, and they never do. They just kind of want attention and stuff like that. But, or you buy a house, you throw it up on Instagram. You buy a car, you throw it up on Instagram. Oh, I'm vacation. Oh, take me back. Oh, this, oh, that. Like, it's like you show everybody everything to try to bring attention. And definitely, if he would have told somebody, you know, hey, I have cancer, it would have brought a lot of attention, a lot of sympathy, you know, and stuff like that. But he was more focused on his characters. And he was mainly playing strong black characters. One thing about Black Panther, man, when it came out, even though it was a fictional place, it felt like a place that we should have known. It felt like home. And that's the thing about us as black people. We were taken away from Africa and brought here, and it seemed like a lot of us think that our story starts at slavery. It doesn't. We were kings and queens and beautiful and lived amongst each other and flourished off the land, and we were great. We did great things. We idolized ourselves. They knocked the noses off the statue, y'all, for a reason. They never wanted you to know. I'm here to tell you, you're great. You're a king. You're a queen. You're whatever you believe you are. But step back from social media, man. Step back from negative people. Step back from those things that bring you down. Because being black in this country and being black, period, is hard. But being black is fucking beautiful. I wouldn't want to have it no other way. I got to work 10 times as harder than the next man. I have pain in different things handed down to me instead of stocks and bonds and different things and houses and your parents going to pay for this and do this and do that. A lot of us didn't have that. A lot of us got hurt. We got trauma. We got abuse. We got mental abuse, drug and alcohol abuse, physical abuse. We have all these things. But inside of that, we have people making sugar sandwiches, or, you know, everybody grew up on Kool-Aid and, you know, it's very cheap and different things. But we had fun. We had celebrations. We had good songs to keep us motivated, to keep us going. We had these things, man. We had these things, man. And then just with Chadwick Boseman, man, and it's just, he didn't want nobody to know. All he wanted to know is stay focused on the task. Work hard. It's been really hard for me to get my mind right in this quarantine and stuff like that, man. It's been really hard. It's been really weighing on me. Really, really hard. A lot of things in my past are coming home to roost right now. You dig what I'm saying? When you gotta sit, you gotta sit. But Chadwick Boseman, the way he lived his life and what he endured gave me strength, because that was a strong black man that said, look, man, I choose to not tell anybody how much pain I am, damn near to death, to death. That's another thing I want to talk about, y'all. This social media shit, man, y'all got to step back sometime, man. So I love podcasts. We can talk to them, you know what I'm saying? I have to promote on social media because it's free, but I honestly, I've been staying away from it. If you follow me, you can see I'm not really as active, man, because it just got so negative, man. And it was weighing on me, so I had to step back, man. I had to really, really step back, man. The social media can get really, really nasty, y'all. I got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with your mind and your body and soul sees and hears. You got to be careful with that, man. But Chadwick Boseman didn't want no sympathy. He didn't want nothing. And that's what I was getting to, man. I'm sure you heard the story, but if you haven't, here it is. Chadwick Boseman did like an interview or did something. I'm pretty sure it was like liberating black people or talking about issues. And, you know, he was very, very skinny. And for me, in my mind, it tells me one of two things. Either he's very sick or he's playing a role. So for me, I try to choose the latter. I try to say, oh, well, maybe he's, you know, preparing for a role, you know. Because 50 Cent got really, really small and sick and played like a cancer patient and looked really, really bad, but he was really dedicated to his role. So I'm thinking, man, Chadwick is a beautiful guy, man. Always good spirits. It definitely got to be for a role. But in my spirit, I kind of felt a little like it just felt different because this is just an interview and he looks and sounds like that. So it, you know, it just felt a little different. But he still was taking the time out of his life to do that, knowing what he was facing and nobody else knowing. You know what they did? They made fun of this man. And I won't even repeat some of the things that was said because I'm not into that. I'm not into redistributing trauma and pain. I'm not into that. So I won't repeat. But a lot of things were said. And I'm all for sometimes cruel jokes, to keep it 100 with you. I'm all for it. But in this instant, you know what I'm saying, with somebody that gave so much to us and did so much to us and gave us that Black Panther moment, man, come on, man. You know how exciting it was for so many to go with their friends and family and take kids, and kids was getting to go for free to see Black Panther. Kids was so excited and renting out whole movie theaters and everybody just having a good time. And it was just was a loving experience. People wearing dashikis. We wore all black to go see Black Panther, man. We did a lot of stuff. We were just so happy to see people look like us be in the movie, but directed the movie as well. We were so happy, y'all. Chadwick Boseman, man, a true legend, a true king. King Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. King T'Challa, man. Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall. All these roles this man took without saying a word. Not one word. Let's celebrate that king. Let's celebrate the kings in your life that you know that go through stuff. The queens in your life that you know that go through stuff and don't say nothing. Shout them out right now. Call them right now. Turn this shit off. Text them right now. Come back to me. But let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate yourself. Hey, you listening. You're beautiful. Hey, you listening. You're worthy. Hey, you listening. You're deserving. Walk in that. Understand that. Know that. And let's give flowers, man. I try to give flowers while people was here. Sometimes you got to give flowers while people are gone, man. Chadwick Boseman, thank you, King. Thank you, King. John Thompson Jr., another historical Georgetown coach, man, was really a father figure for people like Allen Iverson and Patrick Ewing and stuff like that. Took these young black kids and started a program and really held them accountable. Would go run up on drug dealers and tell them, like, hey, y'all can't ruin these kids' lives because they got a chance to do something great. John Thompson Jr. did that. He stood up for us as black people. He really did. He could have lost his job. He could have lost a lot. But he knew that sticking up for these black kids was number one. 97% graduation rate. Do you hear me? 97. But we don't really hear about that until after they pass. Let's change that. I tried to do that with my last episode. Unfortunately, we got to give out the flowers, the people that passed, but let's celebrate them. We done been sad too long. Let's celebrate. Let's love them. Let's love one another. Let's build one another up. Let's tell somebody they're special. Oh, you look nice today. Nice hairstyle. Nice this, nice that. Let's do it, man. Most of all, tell yourself that. Because sometimes you hurt yourself with the things you think about yourself. Tell yourself. You're great. You're worthy. Thank you. Chadwick Boseman. John Thompson Jr. We thank you.
You know his name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
All right, enough of that, man. Shout out to Brandy and Monica. And the boy is mine. You know, at the time, I don't even think they had real beef, because, I mean, why would they do a song together if they really had beef? But I think over time, they might have had some issues and stuff like that, which is unfortunate, but we all go through it. But it was beautiful to see them with two great catalogs. I really love Monica because, like, I love, like, real, real soulful singers where you feel the music more than you hear the music. But Brandy has a lot more hits, you know, like, far as big, big hits. And Brandy was a big deal. So I think Brandy won, not by a lot, but we could argue, man, go in the comments or whatever. And I also want to introduce, if you got some questions, man, please DM me, text me if you got my number personally, that this is recorded. Instagram page. Hey, man, if you got some questions you want me to talk about, or, you know, when I get some more guests or whatever, or if you have ideas, man, I'm open. I just want to build this podcast and create a place where everybody feels welcome, everybody feels safe, and everybody feels a part of something as I grow this podcast of mine, man. This is recorded. Thank you for listening. But I played that song because I thought about, you know, like them. If you watch the battle, it seemed kind of awkward, like it was still tension or whatever and stuff like that. But I definitely want to talk about, like, black people and the black struggle and, you know, just us disagreeing as a whole. You know, I love podcasts, but I really fuck with Joe Budden. I really fuck with Charlamagne, and both of them have their issues that people will hate them. Like, people do hate them because of certain things they do in the past and certain things they do now. But right now, you know, if you love podcasts, you listen to them, or if you don't know, I'll let you know. Joe Budden is in a fight with Spotify. He wanted to go to Spotify to get analytics to know how well his podcast is doing and really learn the podcast game. So he took a lesser deal, I think, not as much money, for 2 years so he could get the information. And while he was on there, he ended up making one of the biggest podcasts and consistently number one for a long, long time. But it just wasn't good enough. And when Spotify seen his worth in a podcast, they really started investing in podcasts. But now that Joe Budden is at the end of his 2 years, nobody's really trying to pay him. You know, they really not trying to cut a deal. And the deal they want to cut is, you know, hey, we'll give you this big check, but we also want to take 50% of everything you get outside of here. And Joe Budden is like, hell no, because I've been with y'all for 2 years, but I've been building this podcast up for 5 years before that. I'm not about to give y'all all that shit just because I was on y'all platform exclusively. So he's in a fight with him. Long story short is, you know, Charlamagne kind of says some things, and they kind of, you know, if you in the X-Men, it's kind of like Professor X and Magneto. That's what they call each other, because they both have the same ideas. They just have different ways, and they admire each other, but they kind of hate on each other at the same time, it feels like. But for me, I brought all this up because I really want to put a stop to us as black people, man, really, like, disagreeing in public, specifically social media or on our media platforms and stuff like that, man. I just feel like we need to just have a, we're stronger together. So if we could have a conversation or something like that, off the air, whatever. And I mean, if you are a radio host and you have a podcast, obviously you're going to have to talk about it. But maybe we could wait until we exhaust every option before we do that. But I really, really hope that Joe Budden and Charlamagne get their thing figured out. And they're sure they will, because they've, if you've been following them, they always go back and forth. But just like Brandy and Monica, Monica said we had to have a conversation before we started this, because obviously they had real beef or real problems. But I just want to have more conversations and less of people from the outside getting in on our shit. Because some of the things that Charlamagne was saying, with him having such a big platform, they could use that against Joe Budden and not want to give him his money. And that's not good, because we all need, you know, that financial freedom, and we all need to create that generational wealth. So while our brothers and sisters is going through battles or fights or whatever, we got to mind our words and watch our words. But same time, Charlamagne was saying some things that was pretty true, you know, like, hey, you got to understand these companies don't give a fuck, and you got to kind of negotiate all that from jump. So, you know, he's right. But, you know, I just wish we disagree differently, man, and we do it behind closed doors, and that we just love each other, and we know that we're kings and we queens, man. And just, you know, if you have a difference in, you know, opinions, man, just practice empathy. Like, hey, I don't really fuck with that, whether it's religion, sex, food, whatever it is. I don't really like that. I wouldn't really do that, but it's not you, is what you have to remember. So, yay, man, you got a problem with your brother, sister, whatever, man, let's just disagree quietly, indifferent, man. Before I get out of here, man, I just want to thank you for listening. Make sure you drop those questions off or ideas in the comment section. This is recorded on Instagram, or text me, hey, whatever. Any way you can get in contact in the SoundCloud comments, anything, man. But I want to lastly say, man, we got to have a plan, y'all. Whether it's protesting, whether it's leaving a job, whether it's leaving a relationship, man. Let's, like, develop a plan and, like, no, let's not do things just because, you know, we got to really develop a plan, because, you know, the protests will kind of go away. Things will get quiet. You know, like, you still at a job and you hate it. I'm talking to myself. You know what I'm saying? And don't do nothing about it once you get home, because you're not there no more. All of that stuff, man. But let's change that. Let's develop a plan. Let's get them vision boards up. I went to Target, got me a calendar, another vision board. I could write some stuff down, write down those ideas, visualize those ideas. I believe in that. So let's change that, man. Let's have a plan. Let's have a beautiful day, a beautiful night, a beautiful evening. I thank you for listening, man. And I can't wait to hear y'all plans and see y'all plans go through. I can't wait to watch this podcast grow and go to the moon, man. I really love it. I got a lot in store. I'm coming up on a 2-year anniversary real soon, man. I got to just stay consistent. You know, thank y'all for the feedback. Y'all didn't mind me doing it on my own. So, hey, here I am. But thank you. Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend to tell a friend about This Is Recorded podcast. This is recorded on Instagram. Aug4th Photography on Instagram. AUG4TH Photography. August 4th photography, August 4th photography.com. Check out the photos, man, and just let's live life, let's live good, and let's love, and let's keep it on. Oh yeah, and one more thing, this is recorded.